The Art of Oppression Podcast, Week 3. My voice is my sword. The Art of Oppression is a film about three women artists and the social and political issues and concerns they have that motivates them to use their creativity to speak out. Their art is, in essence, the means by which they are able to articulate their experiences, their emotions, and their world as perceived by them. And the film brings together three diverse voices that speak of a marginalisation that have impacted their lives. For me, The Art of Oppression is also about resilience and hope. The women use their creativity to speak about the injustices they experience and live. Despite the trauma they have endured, they have a belief that socio-political and economic factors will bring improved change. In my talk prior to the film premiere, I was clear that I wanted The Art of Oppression to be about ordinary women who dare to speak out, and acknowledged that the act of speaking out is in itself, for women, an act of rebellion in a climate where online harassment against women is, as described by The Guardian, flourishing. What I wanted to do with the film, and I hope I have achieved as director, is to offer a means of understanding the nuances of the injustices women endure, particularly women who are perceived as belonging to a racialized group. I'm not trying to be didactic, rather what I hope to achieve is a space that allows reflection, maybe introspection, consideration, and perhaps understanding. You may not know what it is like to have to wrap yourself in a layer of protection before dressing every morning, but I hope this film offers understanding and some insight into the disabling and very real barriers that many face and work hard to overcome. The Art of Oppression is, for me, also about voice, where voice is both the aural and the physical representation of the women in their activism. It's not just what they say, it is also the social and political space they claim with their art within a patriarchal and neoliberal system. These are women who dare to speak out, knowing there is very real potential of being harassed or abused. The women in the film do not enjoy the protection that celebrity can bring, yet are resolute in their need to vocalise the injustices they encounter. For me, voice is important and a powerful tool, and I wanted to bring together voices that we seldom hear from or see sharing the same filmic space. These are women from different cultures, and although their experiences of marginalisation take different forms, the impact on their lived experience is very similar and just as injurious. Similarly, it was important to position my own female voice as a director, and during the process of creating the film, I determined the extent to which my visual presence as a Black British female filmmaker should feature, and the form in which it should resonate in a film that is designed to foreground the voices of the women participants. It was vital that the women's voices were given agency. Similarly, I perceived it would be irresponsible of me to mute my own voice in an industry that has successfully muted racialized women, as noted in the 2019 Calling the Shots report that found an absence of racialized women in roles in around 90% of UK qualifying films. It was necessary to have a presence and to take a position. As a postgraduate researcher, my research looks at how directorially I might give volume to activist women's voices. My innate desire to unmute and give agency to women influenced my approach to making The Art of Oppression. I was also excited by other female directors who I perceived were enabling the voices of women, and who offered a platform from which the women could speak about their racist and sexist encounters. The directors constructed a filmic space from which women's lived experiences were creatively and poetically told. Pratibha Palmer's A Place of Rage centred the inequity of a patriarchal and racist system. Irene Lutzig's Yours in Sisterhood literally gave a voice to women as the unpublished letters they sent to Ms. Magazine in the 70s were brought to life, and where the topics and issues they spoke of still have resonance with women's current experiences. The Passion of Remembrance, Maureen Blackwood, and Isaac Julian's public discourse on the gendered tensions that exist within black communities set against a racist, social, political, and economic context, and Ngozi Onwuah's Coffee Coloured Children, a moving recollection of being a child and encountering the feeling of being othered. These female directors and others were giving volume to voices, they were enabling expression and facilitating meaning and understanding. There is vulnerability in their work and also a sense of empowerment and liberation as they speak about encounters that many may not have previously heard. Like the female directors I have mentioned and many others, my voice is my sword. I do not intend to use it to harm or injure, yet I appreciate its value as a weapon. Through my work, I join an army of directors who battle to ensure that voices are enabled and resonate, stories are told, and truths are heard. There is power in collective voices, and I believe they have the power to defeat inequity and structures that maintain disadvantage and disharmony. Voice is a powerful tool and is not confined to the aural means by which we convey words. Voice is the means we use to express who we are, our ideas, and our ideology. It can be in the way we dress, the colour of our hair, the art we embrace, or the art we make. It describes who we are and what we think. My voice drives me to raise issues of injustice and inequity, to make films as I strive for a fair and just society. Audre Lorde said, "For it is not difference that immobilizes us, but silence, and there are so many silences to be broken." Let us not be silent or silenced. The Art of Oppression is available to watch now on YouTube. The link is included in the information with this podcast.